This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful, we begin by praising Him, we begin by thanking Him, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all worlds, the exalted, the majestic, and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and every single individual who embraces the Prophet's path with ikhlas, with sincerity until the end of time. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, I begin by enjoining upon myself and then all of you all gathered here for Salatul Jum'ah on this blessed Friday to instill and infuse into your lives taqwa, the consciousness of your Maker. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in Surah An-Naba, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Indeed, for the people of taqwa is mafaza, victory and success in this world as well as the next. Therefore, you must instill taqwa into your lives if you wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. As the tranquility and the darkness of the night envelops us, when the hustle of the day has subsided, and as our tired and aching bones sink into slumber, our minds at times drift into the realm of dreams. As we gather here today for Salatul Jum'ah, I invite you to delve into a world often shrouded by mystery, the world of dreams. My title for today's sermon is Dreams Deciphered. Dreams Deciphered. Dreams have captivated human thought since time immemorial. Dreams serve as bridges between the seen and the unseen, the conscious and the subconscious. And in Islam, dreams hold a special place. Dreams offer glimpses into the depths of one's soul, and at times it even carries positive and powerful messages from the divine, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, true dreams are one of the 46 parts of prophethood. Allahu Akbar. True dreams are one of the 46 parts of prophethood. Hadith is in Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, the truthfulness of the dream is related to the sincerity of the dreamer, the one who dreams. Those who have the most truthful of dreams are those who are the most truthful in their speech. Another hadith, again recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumallah. The hadith tells us that towards the end of time, most dreams will come true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that this will be because the nubuwa, the prophethood, and its effects will be so far away in time, the believers will be given compensation in the form of dreams which give them or bring them good news, glad tidings, or will help them to be patient and steadfast in their faith. Why? Because you're going to be living in trying times, and we are going to be far away from the time of the prophethood, from the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And are we not living in such times? You look around, so much of darkness, so much of evil, so much of oppression, so much of cruelty, so much of bloodshed, so much of violence. At a time like this, the Prophet tells us that for the believers, And we are hearing so many stories from the lands of Philistine, for example, of our brethren who are suffering there, but they're witnessing dreams, they're witnessing visions. I'm sure you would have come across the videos, you would have come across the interviews, you would have come across the recordings where they're witnessing angels, they're witnessing beautiful sights, beautiful visions, sometimes in real life and most of the time via dreams. And the Prophet tells us that this is a reward. This is a compensation for the believers, because they're going to be living in dark times, and these beautiful dreams, these good dreams, will serve as glad tidings. Now, very quickly, I want to give you all the Islamic perspective on dreams. Islam categorizes dreams into three types. Three types. We have a hadith, again recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah. As you can see, all of the hadith, because this world, if time permits, I'm going to touch on this aspect just a bit, is often, what is the word? It is often abused. You have myths, you have superstitions, you have fables, you have skewed interpretations that shroud this world. So as believers, it is of utmost importance that we try to navigate this world, this realm, that we try to understand this world through the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the light of the Quran. And that is why whatever I'm sharing with you is from the Quran or the authentic teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet is reported to have said that dreams are of three types. You have one type which is known as Rahmani. Rahmani. Which means that these are the dreams from Allah. The Prophet says, رُؤْيَ الصَّالِحَ بُشْرَى مِنَ اللَّهِ. It is a righteous dream, which is a glad tidings from Allah, which is good news from Allah. This is category number one, good dreams. Category number two is nafsani. Nafsani. Nafs. Nafs, the soul. Nafs is also used to relate to or refer to oneself. So these are dreams that dwell within the psychological nature of that individual. It stems from the subconscious of that individual. At times, you would relate to this. You go through a certain incident, a certain event, or you have experienced something, and you end up seeing a dream about it. Like say you're excited about something, you're excited about getting something or going somewhere, you end up dreaming about those things because these are figments that are embedded within your subconscious. So therefore you end up dreaming, you see dreams, you see fragments of those aspects. So this category is known as nafsani. It stems from the psychological nature of an individual. And the third type is known as shaitani. Shaitani. This type is a type where it comes from shaitan. The devil plants these dreams to confuse the believer, to toy and play with the believer, to instill negative vibes into the believer, to disturb the believer. Subhanallah, three types. So this is the type that we categorize as nightmares. We categorize as scary dreams. We wake up, you know, in a sweat. We wake up full of, you know, negative thoughts. We wake up scared. We wake up disturbed. One of the indicators with regards to nightmares and bad dreams, this is from shaitan. Words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the Quran, now you might be wondering, why am I touching on this topic? We see the profound impact of dreams in the Quran. Consider the story of the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Joseph, whose dreams not only foretold his future, but they were also a beacon of hope and resilience during his trials. Now, as we ponder about the mysteries of dreams, when you look into the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you see a beautiful story that intertwines dreams with destiny, dreams with one's fate. At the very beginning of the story, in the beginning of the surah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam witnesses a dream. He sees 11 stars. أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبَا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. He sees, he witnesses 11 stars. He witnesses the sun and the moon. All these celestial objects, prostrating unto him. Now this dream, cryptic yet profound, cryptic, symbolic yet profound. It was a divine glimpse into his future, one that would entail trials, it would entail tribulation, it would entail imprisonment, it would entail seduction, it would entail a lot of problems, but ultimately triumph, ultimately victory, ultimately respect. Allahu Akbar. So the son, the young boy, goes to the father and tells him, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, about the dream. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, a man of great wisdom, a man of foresight, he cautions his son. He tells his son Yusuf, he cautions him against revealing it to his brothers, fearing envy, fearing jealousy. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, it's a tangent, but we tend to overshare. Overshare. Why? Because our generation is a generation where we would like to go and spill out everything on social media. It's good to talk about your emotions. It's good to process. But it's not good to overshare, especially when we know the consequences of the evil eye, when we know the consequences of jealousy, when we know the consequences of envy. At times, young couples, newly married couples, they cannot fathom, they cannot understand from where is the trouble coming from? From where is the turbulence coming from? But after having showcased their entire lives, their wealth on social media, public display of wealth through the functions, through the celebrations, subhanallah, the evil eye is true as per the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times we tell people, oh, you know what, this, I have that. We tend to flaunt it. Not everyone is going to look at you with a positive eye. Not everyone is going to look at you and make dua that you be blessed with what you have. They're going to look with envy. They're going to look with hasad and jealousy. And that is going to result perhaps not in the immediate destruction of that thing, but eventually your marriage is on the rocks. Suddenly you meet with an accident, a crippling accident. Suddenly you start to face financial loss and you're trying to figure out where the source of the problem is. You have to understand the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-aynu haqqun. There's no harm in living a good life. There's no harm in living a comfortable life. There's also no need to rub it in the faces of others. Especially in today's time and era. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam advises his son not to reveal his dream to his own siblings, to his own brothers, his own blood. And we know the story. They were the ones who plotted against him. They were the ones who chucked him into a well. They were the ones who didn't care where he was shipped off. And then obviously, due to the brevity of time, I can't get into the story. You know what happens towards the end of the story. Eventually, after imprisonment, after all of that, he is now in a position of authority. And the brothers go to him seeking help. Seeking help. After many, many years, they go to him seeking help. Little did they know that he was the young brother, young Yusuf, that they threw into a well. They go to him bowing down, seeking his help. And this dream manifests itself, the 11 stars prostrating unto Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So as you can see, this was not a mere child's fancy, but a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a divine revelation, a divine promise from Allah azza wa jal. So dreams play a pivotal role in the lives of the believers. In the few minutes that I have with you, well, I want to give you some action steps. Action items. What are you supposed to do when you experience dreams? When you experience good dreams. Now, with regards to the psychological subconscious dreams, you can disregard them. They hold no weight. But good dreams, Rahmani, from Allah, and Shaitani, the evil dreams, you have action steps. In terms of good dreams, if you witness a good dream, three main things. Number one, you should praise Allah for the good dream. You should feel happy about it and praise Allah that Allah has shown you a good dream. Number one, be grateful. Number two, be happy about it. Number three, You should only talk about it to those whom you love, you trust, and they love you back in return. And most importantly, with regards to getting this dream interpreted, because not every dream is straightforward. Look at the dream of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He sees 11 stars, the sun and the moon prostrating unto him. It's a cryptic dream. It's a symbolic dream. You're not always going to see a straightforward dream. Sometimes dreams are cryptic. Sometimes dreams are symbolic. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw a dream, straightforward dream. Him sacrificing his son. And this was divine revelation from Allah. He had to act upon it. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, on the other hand, he witnesses a cryptic dream. So similarly, you and I, we witness cryptic dreams. How are we to unravel these dreams? Don't go to charlatans. Don't go to scam artists. Don't go to fraudsters. Go to people with knowledge. Go to people with wisdom. The real people who fear and who are conscious of Allah, they will interpret your dream beautifully. And when the interpretation is put forth, you have to bear in mind that eventually that starts to take shape. So if an evil interpretation is put forth, Allah forbid, that interpretation can start to manifest itself. So it is of utmost importance that you go to the right people for your interpretations. Go to the scholars, go to people of knowledge, and they, through the light of the Quran and the Sunnah, will interpret your dreams beautifully. Now, when you witness an evil dream, what are you supposed to do? You should seek refuge in Allah by saying, A'udhu Billah. You wake up, you immediately seek refuge in Allah by saying, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Number two, the prophetic teachings, you should spit dryly towards your left. Now, be careful. Be careful. Don't take a deep breath and say, this is the chance, and spit on your wife now. She's sleeping right next to you. Spit dryly. It's a symbolic spitting. Symbolic towards your left. To drive away the devil. And to also put your mind at ease that you have driven away the devil. Subhanallah, the teachings of the Prophet. By saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, spitting dryly towards your left. And if it has really disturbed you, you should try, get up, perform ablution and pray 2 rak'at and seek the protection of Allah from the devil. And are you supposed to now talk about the dream? A lot of us, we have the habit, the next day morning, you tell your wife, you know what, I had a bad dream. You tell your children, you know what, I had a bad dream. You tell your friend, you know what, I witnessed a horrible nightmare yesterday against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should not talk about your bad dreams to anyone, to anyone. There was once a man, because the Prophet had the practice, after Salatul Fajr, he would ask his companions, did any of you witness a good dream? And then they would narrate the dreams to the Prophet, and the Prophet would interpret it for them. Beautiful, subhanallah. But bad dreams, do not tell anyone. There was once a man who came to the Prophet and told him, Ya Rasulullah, I saw a dream where my head had been cut off, and it was rolling, and I was running after it to catch my head. In the sense, I was without a head, my head was rolling, and I'm running after my head to catch it. Immediately the Prophet said, this is from the shaitan, along the lines of these words. Do not talk about your dream to anyone. This is from shaitan. He's playing with you. He's toying with you. And when you go around talking to people about it disturbed, he laughs. He's happy about it, that he has disturbed your mindset. He has disturbed your train of thought. So dismiss, in other words, the essence of the teachings of the Prophet, dismiss these negative dreams. Dismiss these negative whisperings of shaitan. Don't dwell on those dreams. Don't dwell on those dreams. Don't dwell on those negative dreams. Just dismiss them and don't give them second thought. Don't talk about these dreams to anyone. So as you can see, these are the clear action steps given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Imam Muslim rahimahullah, he also adds one more thing, that whilst you're sleeping, try to change your position. If you have witnessed a dream, change your position. Try to get up, perform ablution and pray 2 rak'at, seeking the protection of Allah. Try to read Ayatul Kursi, try to read Suratul Ikhlas and Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. These are chapters that will protect you. These were prescriptions given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very powerful prescriptions. And change your sleeping position and dismiss the dream. Do not give it second thought. Allah's protection is over you. When it comes to a good dream, share it with the right people. Get interpretations from the right people. And be careful with whom you share all these I would say, confidential information about your lives. As we conclude, let us ponder, let us reflect over the mystical aspect of our existence that dreams represent. They remind us of the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. They remind us of the depths of our souls, subhanallah. You're sleeping on your bed and your soul is traveling, your mind is traveling. These glimpses of the future that Allah chooses to reveal unto the believers. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the wisdom to understand, the faith to understand, and the humility to accept these messages, these good messages that we receive in our sleep. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens doors of beneficial understanding for all of us. And just as how He united us here in this masjid for Salatul Jum'ah, may He unite us in the beautiful and lofty gardens of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We pray for our brethren in Palestine. May Allah ease their affairs. May Allah ease their affairs. May Allah accept their shuhada. May Allah accept their shuhada. May Allah ease their affairs and establish peace for them, I mean, in this world as well as the next. And may He bless all of us, including our brethren in Palestine, to drink from the Haud at the fountain through the blessed hands of Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Ameen, ameen. Wa akhir da'wayan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.